Yeah, Happy New Year. Good to see everybody. Anybody got any big plans for tonight? Party at Zeno's house. Zeno's house. Everybody's invited. Order some more chips. Okay. Had a chance to look at the game, obviously, and very pleased with many, many things that took place yesterday afternoon in Cincinnati. I thought our guys went in there, particularly our young guys, and played exceptionally well. Defense played tremendously well, especially some younger guys against their first offense in the first half. You know, that was a very strong performance by those guys. I thought our offense played well. The biggest issue that we had, it was field position. I think if we'd had better field position, we'd had a chance to dig out of there. And really, it's nobody's fault other than the bounce of the ball. You know, you talk about the bounce of the ball sometimes. It was literal. The ball bounced down inside our five-yard line a few times. Obviously, we want to go catch those balls. But that was the biggest factor, I thought, in the outcome of that game. But we got out of it what we needed to get out of it, and we're looking forward to moving on to our second home playoff opportunity here in the last few years. And I want to talk to our crowd, make sure they're ready to roll at 1 o'clock on Sunday. We need it to be a huge home field advantage. We need it to be our 12th man. I'm quite sure that our fans are going to be very excited to be out there and be a part of it, and we can't wait for them to be out there and be a part of it. It's going to be a great afternoon at M&T. Well, I feel we are a deep football team. I think we learned that. We've learned that over the course of the season, actually. You know, Joe, we've had it at a number of positions. We've been forced to play different guys. And it's in the end, when it's all said and done, I think it's going to be a plus for us. It's been a plus for us. Guys have stepped up without fail. We really haven't had any of our young guys that haven't stepped in and have done well at one point or time or another. So we're really pleased with where we're at that way. But it's a whole new season. It all starts afresh. It's the playoffs. We're all 0-0 at this point. It's time to move on and play this part of the season.
What's up for a lot of coaches and journalists, all the guys in the
Right. Well, you know, a lot of great people. And the toughest thing is on the families. You know, I think as coaches, we all understand the nature of the business. Players, too, you know, understand the nature of it. That's part of the challenge. But it's hard on families. It's hard on kids. We've got to change schools, pick up and move and start in other cities and things like that. So that's what you feel for the most. And that's, you know, kind of where your prayers go out towards.
John, what you're thinking about yesterday, obviously your goal was to get out healthy. Did you at least think about the fact that momentum and taking momentum in the playoffs, was that not important to you at all?
No, we thought about everything. We thought about all that stuff. We really did. We took all into consideration, and we weighed it all out. And we felt like we could win the game with the guys we had, and we almost pulled it off. I think with a little better field position, we would have pulled it off. So if momentum is winning the game, you know, then that was something we talked about, and we tried to win the game. But some other factors, you know, weighed heavier in our minds.
What's it going to take, Coach, for Ray Lewis to be back on the field? He's been practicing for weeks now. Playing ready for the playoffs.
What's it going to take? I'm not sure I follow that.
Well, in terms of being ready and activated to play because he hasn't practiced.
Well, I'll just say that. I mean, it's a really good way to ask the question, Jerry. I mean, very, very clever. But it'll take me activating him on Sunday. That's what it'll take.
And what will that take?
It'll take me putting his name not on a piece of paper for the D-actives. And you will find out an hour and a half before the game whether or not that takes place. It's all going to be a game-time decision as far as anybody knows. So that's where we're at. This is the playoffs. And, you know, we're not talking about injuries. We're not talking about activations. We really don't care what you or anybody else thinks about that as much as we love you. And we're getting ready to play a football game. I don't think it really matters. I think that's what we're doing.
John, you said before your record is 0-0. With it's a, you know, obviously winner go home mentality kind of deal. Is there anything you do differently that you would normally do during the course of a 16-game season to get your guys ready? Because you can't have an off day. I mean, you're like a bad day. You have to come in at your best, which you try to do during 16 weeks, but it doesn't always work out that way.
Right, and that's probably the best point right there is you try to do it all 16 weeks. So in that sense, we will try to maintain the same type of a routine, a process. Process is a better word than routine. It's not really routine because it's a different opponent, you know, and it's new challenges every week. But we'll stick to our process. We'll try to do it the best we've done it all year. You know, we've had 16 chances to practice it, you know, to go through this process. We should be at our very best this time of year, and we need to be. And the team that is at their best this time of year will end up being the one true champion. And that's our goal when it's all said and done, to be the one true champion at the end of the season. And to do that, we need to be our best this week in order to play next week, like you said, because if you stub your toe, you're out. That's the great thing about it.
He's able to always, whether he's covered or not, he's usually positioned to catch. Has body control and the routes knowledge or all those things?
I think all those things. Yeah, he's just got a knack at all those things. He's very strong. He's got great hands, great body control, great knowledge of the game. Incredibly tough, hard-nosed guy.
This is proof that you don't have to be stopwatch pass.
Absolutely, yeah. I would agree with that.
John, you mentioned the importance of the 12th man. How important is it for a home playoff game? This is where it seems a lot of teams fold when they don't have that home field advantage in the playoffs.
Well, there's different numbers on that as far as stats and all that, and it's actually pretty even, you know, as far as the biggest one is a six-day turnaround that gives teams a problem when you look at the numbers, when you're traveling. But other than that, it's a playoff game. Both teams come in and play the game on, it's 100 yards long, and is it 53 and a third wide, I believe? Hoosiers, you know, measure the deal.
John, how much does experience help in this situation? I mean, the Colts have some guys who still have a Super Bowl ring playing on their team, but most of that team is fairly young. You guys are now going through this for your fifth consecutive year. How much does that play a factor for you?
Right. We've got a number of guys that have been here before, and I think the shared experiences that we've had and then what we can impart upon the guys that haven't been a part of all that, you know, the triumphs and the disappointments all factor into who you are and what you bring to the table. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to bring all that to bear on Sunday.
How much usage is a week of a guy gets a week off at this stage of the season?
Yeah, I don't really have that measurement. I mean, it's got to help. How much it helps is probably different for every guy, you know, depending on what their injury might be.
John, Courtney Upshaw played a lot yesterday. What did you see from him on film, and where do you feel like he's made the most strides throughout his rookie season?
Well, I haven't really categorized it where he's made the most strides. I think he's made a lot of strides, you know, across the board, Jeff. He's gotten better in every area. You know, he's become a very, very solid player, and he can get better.
You know, when did you pick up the AFC title game for you guys last year? How much does a performance like that in the postseason help the guy, because he's done that before on that stage, on this stage of the season?
Well, it's got to be a plus, you know, kind of what Mark's talking about. He's been in a lot of playoff games, you know, however many it's been, 9. So that's got to be a big plus for him.
John, what did you see out of Tyrod that impressed you yesterday with the amount of time he played?
Well, probably all the things that you and everybody else saw. You know, I thought he handled himself really well. On the negative side, we had a few too many pre-snap penalties. I think that was some of the linemen getting used to his cadence and things like that. That's why it was probably a good thing that he played as much as he did, to get used to that. He made plays. He made throws. He made runs. He moved the ball down the field. Did a nice job.
I know you're just starting to kind of look through things for the Colts, but what sticks out about Andrew Luck when you look at him on tape?
Well, he's a winner, first of all. His stats are phenomenal. I think he set some rookie passing yard records. You can tell he's very smart. He takes a number of play options to the line, you know, as a rookie, which he did at Stanford as well. So, you know, Stanford guy, 4.0.
Plan on talking to Jim at all about to get some scouting reports on him?
I hope he would share some stuff with me. What are you going to get? You know, I mean, you can see it on tape. He's a tremendous quarterback. He's got pluses and he's got things he are not so plus. So it's like any quarterback. We'll be looking forward to playing against him.
John, you guys were really good early in the season at forcing turnovers. In the last few games, you didn't get any yesterday.
Probably both. You know, we need to create those. We need to get pressure, knock the ball loose. We've had a couple of not so good breaks as far as some review calls and things like that on some sack fumbles that were rightly, you know, overturned or whatever. But no, we need to create more turnovers. That's a huge part of it. That'll be a big difference in the playoffs.
John, you hear all the time about, I guess, quote unquote, teams wanted to be clicking at the right time. The offense obviously played well in this last extended action as far as the first team. The defense has played well during the course of the last couple of weeks. How do you feel about where you guys are at this point?
I feel great about where we're at. You know, I'm very excited about our team right now. I like us a lot. I've liked us all year. I like us. I've liked us when you guys haven't liked us as a group media. I'm talking about the the pundits and the prognosticators, you know, who have to make predictions. I like the fact that we've overcome a lot of adversity, both personal and team. I like the fact that our guys have stuck together through a lot of that. I think that's what makes a team what it is, you know, and I'm looking forward to seeing who we are for the next one game through however many games we're able to play, you know, and it's going to be a big challenge. It's a great opportunity, and I wouldn't want to be coaching any other team besides the Ravens at this stage.
Sure. Looking at Mathis and Brittany, these guys are obviously so accomplished. What do you see from them just at this stage of their career? Are these guys still coming on
the field? Yeah, they're still the same. You know, they're probably, like any player, as they get a little older, they compensate for one thing and add another thing to their game. They're both playing a little different position in the base defense. They're playing similar defense to what you're used to seeing here. They're playing outside backer in the base, but they're still playing edge rusher in the sub packages. And they look like excellent players, and they're capable of changing the game at any time, rushing the passer.
John, a couple times you've had the opportunity to walk across the field and see a guy you worked for, and Andy Reid, when you played against him this week, the opportunity is going to be flipped, where Chuck Pagano's going to walk across the field and shake your hand as a head coach. I mean, just talk about your relationship with him, and what have you thought about what that experience is going to be like, shaking a guy that worked for you now coaching against him?
Well, I got to do that with Rex, so that counts, you know. It'll be great. It's something that you take a lot of in this profession. Kind of what Aaron was alluding to. It's a big deal. You know, relationships are important. But by the same token, it's a game. They're the opponent, and right now they're just the opponent, and that's what we're going to compete against.
John, how much does being hot, for lack of a better term, momentum carry into going into the playoffs? Like you saw the Giants last year, they're 9-7, they got hot late. Is it important, or is it its own individual thing?
Well, whatever team plays the best in the playoffs is going to win it. So, you know, if you want to call that getting hot, I'd say it's pretty important. You know, starting this week, whoever plays the best will be the champion.
In terms of you watched the game yesterday, or did you put a lot of time into
do you
see some of the things that happened with Burfict? Was it just usually catching and retaliate? What are you talking about? Yeah, two personal fouls, one
on
Ray, one on Bobby Williams.
Yeah, Ray's thing was Ray was trying to finish a block. I thought it was more of an aggressive foul than anything else. I would counsel him not to do that in the future. But he felt like the play was still on. He didn't know the play was over, and he thought he was getting up to go rush the passer. Not that we excuse that. You know, we don't want any personal foul penalties. Bobby's, there wasn't much there, but there was enough to be called, obviously, because it was called. So I counsel him not to get involved in any of that. We don't need any of that. We don't need any penalties. We certainly don't need any post-snap shenanigans. You know, I don't care what they do. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. You know, we do not need a flag thrown. Be smart enough to make sure the flag's thrown on the other guy. You know, it's just that simple. So if we're a smart football team, that's what we'll do. And I believe our guys are smart enough to figure that out. They better be.
All right.
Okay, great. Thanks.